New Orleans police say the second of two suspects has been arrested in connection with a Thanksgiving weekend shooting at the edge of the French Quarter. It wounded 12 people. 22-year-old LeBryson Polidor was arrested around midnight in the Baton Rouge area. The other suspect was 21-year-old Stafford Starks. He was arrested Tuesday in St. Mary Parish. Police said the two were involved in an ongoing feud. It erupted in gunfire early on the morning of December 1st when the two encountered each other amid crowds visiting New Orleans for the Bayou Classic. Louisiana's lawmakers have a special perk that gives them access to face value postseason college football game tickets regular fans can't easily obtain. The perk is particularly fruitful this year, as LSU is within striking distance of the national championship game, being held in January at New Orleans Superdome. If LSU defeats the University of Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl semifinal, the Tigers will reach the January 13th championship game. And if that happens, many Louisiana lawmakers will be in the Superdome. Two dozen Louisiana House members and 20 state senators have bought end zone tickets for $600 apiece from the game's host committee. Meanwhile, 95 of 105 representatives and 38 of 39 senators opted for similar offers from LSU to buy tickets to at least one postseason game. The Louisiana Supreme Court rules today on a case between Jefferson Parish and Walmart that could determine whether large online marketplaces could be required to collect sales taxes on third-party retailer transactions. Tax law expert Bill Backstrom says the ruling will impact the businesses providing the marketplace.
But it also could impact how those third-party vendors, many of which are smaller businesses throughout this country, how they do business with the marketplaces.
Jefferson Parish has been previously successful in two similar cases. The Sanger Theater reopens tonight, 2 months after the adjacent Hard Rock Hotel collapsed as it was under construction. Showgoers, residents, and commuters are advised to plan ahead for traffic and parking restrictions in the area for tonight's show. The theater has designated a drop-off and pickup area in the parking lane on the lake side of Basin Street between Canal and Iberville Streets, across the neutral ground from the theater's entrance. Taxis and shared ride services are encouraged to drop off and pick up in this area. A dozen performances are booked at the Sanger throughout this month. The Corps of Engineers New Orleans District has identified five flood mitigation projects across South Louisiana they feel stand a good chance of winning federal backing and eventually funding. Corps spokesperson Ricky Boyette says the requests for funding, which could run several billion dollars, aren't just for additional levee building.
In South Central Louisiana, we're saying probably the best option is going to be a non-structural alternative. When you're looking at the Amite River study, you're seeing this combination of levees and non-structural.
The largest request for funding will be $3.2 billion for New Orleans levees. Louisiana Supreme Court says a state law that diverts a small percentage of motor vehicle sales taxes to a state board is unconstitutional. At issue in Wednesday's ruling is a 2017 law establishing the Uniform Local Sales Tax Board. The panel was established to provide guidance to local sales tax officials on tax collection issues. It was to be funded with a 0.2% of local sales taxes on motor vehicles, but the High Court upheld a district court ruling that the state cannot divert a portion of locally approved motor vehicle taxes to the board. Federal agencies have approved more than $200 million for 18 projects to restore the open Gulf of Mexico after the 2010 BP oil spill. The projects are described in a report released Tuesday. The biggest is about $52 million to study deep-sea habitats. The smallest is about $300,000 to find ways to keep sea turtles from swallowing or getting snagged on fishing hooks. The money is from a fund created by BP in a 2016 settlement for natural resources damage. A nonprofit group called the Ocean Conservancy calls it a major conservation milestone for the Gulf.